Welcome to the message of the online service, a very similar message that we'll bring at the 11 o'clock service. If you can make it in person, we'd love to see you. Our gospel today is from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 62, and I entitled my message, Unconditional Commitment. And then just a little reflection on chapter 9 is when Jesus sent out the 12 apostles and when Herod had a little bit of confusion. And then Peter's declaration about Jesus. And then Jesus predicted his death. And we know about the transfiguration. And then last week we talked about where Jesus healed a demon-possessed boy. And Jesus again is predicting his death. And he was asking, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And he shared with them how to use the name of Jesus. And then opposition to the Samaritans. And we pick up the story there in verse 51. New Living Translation. As the time drew near for his return to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But they were turned away, and the people of the village refused to have anything to do with Jesus because he had resolved to go to Jerusalem. When James and John heard about it, they said to Jesus, Lord, should we order down fire from heaven to burn them up? But Jesus in turn rebuked them and said, so they went on to another village. And this is the subtitle of this particular part till we go to the end of the chapter. It's the cost of following Jesus. Verse 57. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you no matter where you go. But Jesus replied, red letter edition, foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no home of my own, not even a place to lay my head. He said to another person, come, be my disciple. The man agreed, but said, Lord, first let me return home to bury my father. And then Jesus replied, let those who are spiritually dead care for their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach the coming of the kingdom of God. Another one said, yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first I must say goodbye to my family. Jesus told them, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Have any of you ever visited a water park? You know, we do have one down in Madison. It used to be called Jellystone Park. They changed the name. Nice little water park. You know, it's that time of the year when people flock to the parks and stand in long lines for hours to try to make sure they get the best water slide in the entire region or in the park. You wait and you wait until finally you get to the top of that slide and look down and panic sets in. It looks like a long, long, long way down there. You look back and the line is thick and there's no way you can turn back. You can't get back down the steps. You got to go ahead. You close your eyes and you risk it despite the paralyzing fear. Maybe you experienced something similar. I know I have. Not only maybe when you were young, but even sometimes as grandparents, we'd like to go with the kids and say, oh yeah, I'll go up there with you. Or it might be the first time you ever climbed the steps to a high diving board. Or maybe for you it's a log flume or the roller coaster. I love the old-fashioned roller coasters. These new roller coasters, not so much. We love the excitement, though, the novelty of doing the exciting and somewhat dangerous things. But when the moment of truth comes, we often want to chicken out. That's where true commitment to following through is the only way to go. Now, I've heard the same fear for some expecting parents, like, well, you know, you're never ready. And that's really often quite true. And as the months go on and the time for the birth approaches, parents can start to panic. What if I'm not a good parent? My entire life is going to change. This is going to hurt, I know it. Can I really pull this off? But when the moment comes, it's too late to turn back. But once that baby is born, its little eyes melt the parent's heart, and all that fretting and worrying is soon forgotten. Amen. You go forward and commit to a lifetime of parenting along with all the responsibilities that go with it gladly. Your life does change. But I don't know of any parent who would say it wasn't entirely worth it. Now, with that said, committing to the wrong things can get you in a lot of trouble. Sometimes you can be on the road to a very bad decision. Realize your mistake and turn back is entirely the right thing to do, unless you can't. And sometimes that can happen. Anyone who's ever seen Jurassic Park movies remembers the line, "Do you know what you're committing to?" Because sometimes there's truly no turning back, and you have to be committed not only to your decision, but to the responsibility that goes along with it, the outcome and the consequences. The scripture today in Luke's Gospel is about commitment. The commitment to discipleship, to the following of Jesus with all the danger and the responsibility and the difficulties that go with it. He has come to the time of reckoning in his ministry, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. The road ahead is not going to be easy. Anyone going with him at this point will be committing to a very difficult life indeed. And Jesus doesn't hide this fact. He very bluntly lets them know, whoever wants to follow him, know what life as a disciple will truly be like. Jesus is not sugarcoating anything about discipleship. And he doesn't say, come along with me and you'll get a great salary, some awesome benefits, lots of perks, excitement. We'll stay in 5-star hotels and even a gym membership. He said, life will be perpetually on the run. You can't stop the rest. You'll be constantly watched and pursued. You may be in danger. Many are going to reject you and give you no place to sleep at night. You're going to move from place to place, and you must entirely commit to the journey so much that you'll spend most of your time away from your family and friends. You need to give your time and energy entirely to the mission. And then you'll be rejected by nearly everyone. Sounds like a great job, doesn't it? Being a disciple in Christ. Well, we're blessed to have some retired firefighters in our congregation, and we really appreciate their commitment and what they've done in their vocation. But I once passed by a firehouse that had a sign outside on the lawn, and it read something like this: firefighters wanted. Hard labor, low pay, odd hours, but a cool ride. Now, well, it meant to be amusing. The sign also spoke a lot of truth, and yet you ask any firefighter in any town or any community that has even loving volunteer firefighters who are proud to serve and who loves the camaraderie and the satisfaction of saving homes and lives. Think of the healthcare workers, exhausted, who work long hours in terrible conditions in the midst of the dangerous COVID shutdown. Think of the teachers who went back into the schools or the one who administered the first tests. We commit to what means a great deal for us. And when we're serious about what we want to do, we find no excuses for not doing it. We leap into the dangerous situations all the time when we are committed to the mission and to the purpose of what we're doing. We all know this. I think that no one commits to a semi-marriage. No one commits to a partial parenting. No one commits to winning a race by refusing to practice. And no one commits to college and then blows off their grades. We as people come, we care about what we're committed to and what we are truly committed to. We'll go through anything and we follow through. This is the challenge that Jesus is presenting to anyone who wants to follow him, especially during this vital time near the end of his ministry. Think about this. How serious are you about doing this? Jesus might have said, what does it take to come with me? Unconditional commitment? He said, no halfway, no short of disciples. You're either in or you're out. Look ahead, not behind. Once you come on the road with me, there's no turning back, brother. Can you look ahead and not back? Can you leave your friends and family? Can you risk danger, a little bit of sleep, rejection, discouragement? Do you know what you're committing to? If you do, the train leaves at 9:02 a.m. If you're not on it, you've lost your shot. Now, I think most often we look at Jesus as kind, loving, gentle person, and he certainly is and was. But he was also as tough as nails and blunt as he could be. He had to be. Jesus knew that true discipleship is not an afterthought or a fun excursion. Definitely not a walk in the park. Well, maybe Jurassic Park. It's a serious occupation, this discipleship thing, driven by mission and fraught with the unexpected things. Today, us modern disciples, this hasn't changed. Anyone looking at the state of the church today knows how much work it's going to take to continue on with that mission that Jesus intended to bring the gospel to the world at large. In our culture today as well, if you are truly, truly a committed disciple of Jesus Christ, truly committed to the mission of the gospel, then you too will experience discouragement at times, rejection, dismissal, or even worse. Because discipleship is not an easy road. It's a long, lifelong mission that will challenge you and change you. As I said, when you join Jesus' army, you're in basic training until he comes for us or do we go home to be with him. Now, discipleship with Jesus is a risk. No guarantee. No certainties. No security. No plan. All it requires is for you and I to let go of our expectations in your past and forge into the future, trusting upon Jesus to lead you into the wild and woolly places where you have never been before. Are you ready to sign up? I hope you are. Go ahead, I dare you, sign up. Jesus, I want to be your disciple. Amen. Well, I pray you're having a good day. Look to see you in person someday soon. God loves you, and so do I.